This has been a very difficult year for migrant farm workers. Their work in the nation's fields is already hard, but in 2020, they're also dealing with the pandemic and the wildfires on the West Coast. Those fires have created extremely unhealthy air quality for anyone working outside. Monica Ramirez has been thinking a lot about this. She's the president and founder of the organization Justice for Migrant Women, and she joins us via Skype. Monica, welcome. And can you first tell us a little about the farm worker population? Who are they and where do they come from?
Yes, so there are 2 to 3 million farm workers in our country. The majority of farm workers in our nation are Latinx, the overwhelming majority of those being of Mexican and Mexican-American descent. We do have farm workers here in the United States that are not immigrants, that are U.S. born. We have, you know, about 1 million farm workers in our nation are women. We do have farm worker children who are working in the fields. We don't have a great statistic to reflect how many children are working in the fields, but there are thousands of kids who work in the fields alongside their families. The other thing I think it's important for people to understand is that farm workers, some of them are migratory, meaning that they move from place to place, from city to city or state to state. But there also are seasonal farm workers, which are people who live in a community year round and then engage in agricultural labor during the seasons, depending on what fruits or vegetables are available to pick. And in our nation, we do have guest workers who come from Mexico and other countries to work on temporary agricultural visas in states around our nation.
What's being done for these workers right now as they do their jobs under these difficult conditions, not just the wildfires, but also in the pandemic?
People have come together to create funds to provide financial relief. Our organization, Justice for Migrant Women, has raised more than $3 million that we've dispersed to farm worker serving organizations around the country to help get direct aid to community members, along with food and hand sanitizer and masks and things of that nature. Our organizations are also working really hard to make policymakers understand what it is that farm workers are confronting as they consider policy proposals that the farm worker community will not be left behind. The other thing is that efforts are now being made to ensure that farm worker children are receiving not only PPE, you know, the face masks that they need to be able to go to the daycare or to be able to go to school, but many are also working to ensure that our children are able to participate in their school lessons. Many community members don't have access to broadband and they don't have computers. And so we've been advocating to ensure that as lawmakers and as school systems consider what will be put in place where virtual learning is happening, that there's consideration given to farm worker children who unfortunately had a very difficult time in the spring keeping up and engaging in continuing their studies because they didn't have what they needed to be able to do so. So as new needs arise, we've been trying to stay nimble in order to shift to be able to help, meet those needs as well.
This is personal for you because you come from a family of farm workers.
That's right. You know, I am the daughter and granddaughter of migrant farm workers. My family used to travel the migrant stream around our country picking crops. And my father started working when he was 8 years old, picking cotton alongside his siblings and my grandparents. And both sides of my family, my mother's side and my father's side, eventually migrated to Ohio, where they settled out of the migrant stream. And because of the fact that they were able to settle out of the migrant stream, myself and my siblings were the first generation in my family not to migrate for the purposes of work. But even still, I was raised in a rural community where I still live today. And the issues and concerns related to the farm worker community have always been top of mind. You know, my parents raised us to understand some of the issues that existed when they worked in the fields. And unfortunately, many of those issues are the same problems that farm workers across our country are facing today.
I said this was personal for you, but really your assertion is that it should be personal for all of us. What do you want Americans who may not ever think about where their food comes from to know about this?
That's absolutely right. We all need to care about the well-being of farm workers because farm workers feed us. And I want everyday people who maybe don't have the personal connection that I have to understand that we are touched by farm workers every day because we do eat. And farm workers in our nation have been denied the basic rights and protections that other workers have been afforded for more than 80 years. And during this time when farm workers have been deemed essential workers, they've not been extended essential rights and benefits. So my hope is that the everyday consumer will understand farm workers should have the same basic rights as other workers. And during this pandemic, we should ensure that they are getting the same kinds of care, benefits, resources, and protections as other essential workers. And so my plea to people across our country is to help tell the stories of the people who feed us and ensure that the political leaders understand that we all care about their well-being and that we all want our country to do better by them.
Monica Ramirez is president and founder of Justice for Migrant Women. Monica, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.